Keeping him honest tonight with a guy talking about his new buddy.
He's a good guy to me. Guess what? He's my friend.
He's my friend. That's Dennis Rodman, and this is Dennis Rodman's new friend. His name is Kim. Dennis is a pro basketball Hall of Famer. Mr. Kim is not. He's got other hobbies, but he is a fan. So when Dennis, members of the Harlem Globetrotters and a production team from Vice Media, visited Kim last week, Mr. Kim and his crew really showed their affection for the player and the game. Dennis tweeted, quote, "They love basketball here. Honored to represent the United States of America." Here, in this case, is North Korea. Kim is North Korea's new dictator, Kim Jong-un. His other hobbies include testing nuclear weapons, building rockets to carry them anywhere in the world, and threatening to use them on Dennis's home in, well, I'll let the North Korean spokesman finish that thought.
In the upcoming all-out action, a new phase of the anti-US struggle that has lasted century after century, will target against the US, the sworn enemy of the Korean people.
Not very friendly, is it? Oh, and by the way, Kim Jong-un also maintains a whole network of concentration camps where tens of thousands of people are housed and die of starvation and disease and neglect and execution. Kim Jong-un is belligerent toward the United States. He's downright vicious to his own people. According to Human Rights Watch, Kim's rise to power since the death of his father, quote, has had no positive impact on the country's dire human rights record. More than 200,000 North Koreans, it's estimated, including children, living, starving, and dying in forced labor camps, concentration camps, really. Many are spend their entire lives from cradle to grave behind barbed wire. Outside the wire, this is a country with a history of government-imposed mass starvation that continues to this day. Millions died in the 90s, and even now, North Korean dissidents tell of smaller famines throughout the country. Old people abandoned for lack of food, even children being killed and eaten. It's not just, and when they take, a political prisoner and they send them to a concentration camp, they don't just send that person. They send three generations of that person's family. It's the only country in the world that has this draconian punishment. That and always random terror, imprisonment, and torture. All of which, in fact, any of which would make a chilling backdrop to Dennis Rodman's visit. Certainly makes a mockery of the PR footage and happy tweets. As you saw at the top, Rodman appeared this weekend on ABC's This Week defending his friend and the trip.
Guess what? I don't condone what he does, but as far as a person to person, he's my friend. But as far as what he does,
but
he can deal with it.
Someone who hypothetically is a murderer, who's your friend, is still a murderer.
Well, you know what, dude? Seriously, you know what? Guess what? What I did was history. And guess what? It's just like we do over here in America, right? It's amazing that we had presidents over here do the same thing, right? It's amazing that Bill Clinton could do one thing, have sex with his secretary and do one thing and really get away with it and still be powerful. And
how that's can amazing. You compare that to prison camps?
No, prison camp do one thing. We don't need to do one thing. Object that. We don't need to object that. Guess what? We do one thing. If, like a friend to friend, right? It's a friend to friend. He's a friend to me. That's about it.
He doesn't make any sense. He says he's going back, by the way. He also says Kim Jong-un wants President Obama to call him.
The United States has direct channels of communications with the DPRK. And instead of spending money on celebrity sporting events to entertain the elites of that country, the North Korean regime should focus on the well-being of its own people who have been starved, imprisoned, and denied their human rights.